Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. Thank you for being part of our day. My pleasure. It's actually a dream come true for me, and I can tell you're all a Twitter about being here too, aren't you? Well, you're going to be glad you did, because Phil Holland is in the building, so to speak. Phil is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a good friend. He used to be the donut king of California. And I wish I'd known him in those days. Maybe I could have scored more donuts. But now he's spending all of his time, thankfully, he's spending more his time helping people get their businesses started and get them and growing them, and that's what he does. He's the founder of My Own Business Incorporated, and I'm glad to say he's our good friend. Phil, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Phil, I know that in your business, by the way, folks, Phil's business is an online business, myownbusiness.org.
.org.
myownbusiness.org, and it's a place where you can go and you can take a course, free courses on how to start your own business. Phil has created this nonprofit organization. He's helped millions, literally millions of people over the years to become better at what they're doing. One of the things that I get a lot, Phil, is I get a lot of questions from people about home-based business. And it's been going on for a while now, but really it's becoming very strong now. A lot of people are interested in home-based business. What's your experience?
Well, I would say that probably the greatest percentage of feedback we get from our website viewers and the people who are taking our course are do's and don'ts on home-based businesses. It's probably the first thing that people should look at today, because one of the things connected with a home-based business is, to begin with, you don't have to quit your job. There are some rules that apply, of course. You don't want to compete with your employer, and you don't want to use your job for working on your business. But and I think the moonlight business has to be kind of compartmentalized aside from your job, but it's a wonderful opportunity to have the best of both worlds, the security of a job and the great excitement and rewards of one's own business.
Right, no question about it. Well, but a lot of people, though, ask the question, what's the best thing to go into? What should I be going into?
Well, good question. There are some do's and don'ts. A home-based business is keeping in mind that this would be a moonlight business where one keeps working on a job. Let me give you a poor example. I don't think it'd be a good idea to be a personal trainer or to be in a job where there are personal contacts required, because your job will conflict. But there are other cases where a home-based business can be absolutely compartmentalized, and the best example of that, I think, would be a web-based business, mm-hmm. a website. Do business on the Internet and have a worldwide business. So there are wonderful opportunities in web-based businesses for people who want to scratch that entrepreneurial itch, but yet at the same time not give up the security of a job.
Of course, the thing I think we should point out, though, you can be home-based and not actually have your customers come to your home, because I was home based for a few years when I was getting my consulting business going for a couple of years until I wound up getting an office downtown. But I was home based, and that's where I operated my business. I you know, made my phone calls, I managed my records, and did a lot of the work that I had to do. But I went out and called on my consulting clients in their offices. Uh-huh. So there are, you know, home based it doesn't have to mean that you sit there and you never leave your office. It just means that you're based at home and not based downtown.
That's correct. I would venture to say that a great percentage of American businesses today are home-based.
Oh, yeah,
think
millions.
Of all the service
millions,
businesses.
Phil.
Yeah. Pardon?
Millions.
Yes, absolutely. Another thing about having a home-based business, you've got something that can pull a family together,
mm-hmm.
and you got individual skills in the family that can be pulled in. And if you have a job, your family members can run the thing while you're at your job.
It's a great way to build a business slowly, isn't it? If you're trying to build a side business while you've got a job. In fact, most small businesses, most home-based businesses are like that, aren't they? They're on the side while you're working another job.
That's correct. And by pulling the family in, not only are additional skills created, but even conflict of interest problems can be handled. You can say it's my wife's business.
Exactly.
So on.
Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Phil Holland. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
Know the magic of her charms, 'cause I want girl to call my own.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can find the show, which we allow you to podcast, the live show, the replay. You can podcast any of the individual interviews that we do from the schedule page, from the archives, from the blog. All that's right there. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget, we have thousands of archives. We have thousands of articles written by me and my Brain Trust members. You can subscribe to my free newsletter there, which comes every week on Sunday by email, gets you ready for the week ahead. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday, and lots of good stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, we have our knowledge base, which is unique in the world. There is no other knowledge base like this anywhere in the world. Small business owners can go there and ask questions, get your answers, and we're still working on it, folks. We're still building it. Lots of new stuff coming every day, and that's askjim.biz. That's where you can get your small business answers. So check that out. Phil Holland is our guest. We're very glad to say he's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder of My Own Business, and that's myownbusiness.org, right, Phil?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, my own business really started as a result of the Rodney King riots here in L.A. And actually 15 years ago, I started going down to Compton at night and teaching a free class to rebuild L.A. my way.
Mm-hmm.
And that grew into a nonprofit organization that became web-based. And we have a 14-session course that cover all the basic disciplines that people need to know about, all the pitfalls of starting a business. So people can go to myownbusiness.org and take, and this is it's completely free, can take a 14-session course, including quizzes and sound bites and video clips, and it's all there. And we don't tell people so much what to do, but we caution them what not to do. We emphasize avoidable mistakes.
Right. When you're talking, and of course, one of the things we're talking about today is home-based business. What would you advise people thinking about going into a home-based business not to do?
I think the choice of the business is important,
yeah.
And there are two different you might say segments of home-based businesses. One is a home-based business where it becomes the total effort of the person. For example, anyone operating a service business can mm-hmm. obviously operate out of their home.
Where they're 100% extension of themselves.
Right. The others are those who don't quit their job, moonlight entrepreneurs, as we call them.
Mm-hmm.
Those people have to be a little bit more discreet in terms of the choice of the job and the hours they put in on it.
If you, in some states, and it may be this way in all states, if you compete in your own business against your employer, you're actually out there doing your business on the side in competition with your own employer, which is a natural thing for people to think about because it's what they know. But if you do that, you're breaking the law.
Well, that could very well be, and of course that's the first large flag that goes up, which is the caution, do not compete with your employer, mm-hmm. and do not spend your time on the job on your own business. Those are really ethical givens
Even if you're just working on it. I mean, I've seen some people who didn't sell anything while they were working for their person, but their employer, but they were scheming and planning and talking to people and telling people what they were going to be doing. Even that's an unethical thing to do.
Yeah, there's great risk in that, and the risk is you can blow up your job and your business.
Yeah.
So it's better to keep compartmentalized, and just think in terms of the positive benefits of a home-based business, even while you have your job. It's an alternative, incidentally, to working wives. Instead of a wife working, why not work at home as a team?
Or any member of the family who needs to stay home for whatever reason, with children or with someone who's elderly family member, and especially for people who are disabled themselves.
Absolutely, even kids. You know, the kids in the family learn the benefits of being in business,
mm-hmm.
and there's also kind of a pre-established lines of authority and responsibility. It's all there, so there is a infrastructure already in place that is appropriate for families running businesses.
The two biggest questions I get from people who want to start a small business, Phil, is one of them is, what business do I go into? And the other one is, where do I get a grant? Now, I'm going to answer the first one myself, and that is, I tell them Grant died.
Right.
You know, if you got to have a grant to start a business, you're thinking the wrong way. You need to go clock in tomorrow. But I don't think there's anything else left to be said about that. But what about what they should go into there? You know, many people think that because they know how to buy and know how to buy things in the marketplace, they know how to be a consumer. They think that that makes them qualified to be a business owner.
Yeah, well, I think the issue of financing a home-based business is one that can be handled by starting very humbly. You know, you already got that spare bedroom there. A home-based business can be started very, very humbly and simply grown over time. I would think one thing that people should think about in home-based businesses, and that is, specialists will do better than non-specialists.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on one product.
That's the key, I think, to being home-based, is finding your uncommon advantage, which Bob Bloom called it.
Yeah,
we might have called it a unique niche before, but he won't let us talk about that anymore. He says we have to call it an uncommon advantage. So find your uncommon advantage, folks, and focus on it. And we're going to be right back and do that right after these messages with our good friend Phil Holland. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassing. Can you stay with me? I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Phil Holland, and he is the founder of My Own Business. That's myownbusiness.org, and that's where you can go and find out. Phil, tell us about some of the things that people will find at your website and how it will help them.
Well, in regard to the topic we're discussing this morning, which is home-based businesses, in addition to the 14-session course, we have some free business resources. You go to the home page, there's a button that says business resources, and people can go there and they go down to the and they can click on home-based businesses, and there's a whole list of how to get started, the basic do's and don'ts, and that's kind of a tutorial that people can use in thinking about or starting a home-based business.
And it's all free, right?
Oh yeah.
MyOwnBusiness.org. That's a commitment that Phil has made. It's a mission that he's been on now for 15 years, is to make this information available to you for free. And Phil, I just got to thank you on behalf of all the millions of people who've helped you, whom you've helped, and those who are listening now who you're going to be helping. We thank you for that. I mean, this, folks, this is agape love. When a man will do what he's done to commit to this kind of commitment. and a lot of it is at his own expense. That's agape love. That's when you love people you don't even know, Phil. And that's a special person who will do that. And I take my hat off to you.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. Incidentally, it's a very satisfying experience because the people who have are authors of this course, our faculty, you might call them, are people who have been there, done that. They're mm-hmm. operating business people, and it is very satisfying for someone such as myself who has made a lot of mistakes over many years as a serial entrepreneur. And to share where those pitfalls are, to show people where we've been, so that when they walk through that minefield, they'll know where the mines are, and we get wonderful satisfaction from
that.
What's
your best advice to people on dealing with failure, Phil?
If a entrepreneur were to write a book of his life experiences, there would be a chapter somewhere in the middle of failure. It happens commonly. The trick is, and this is a genetic predisposition, the trick is you start all over again. When mm-hmm. I started Yum Yum Donuts, I had nothing. I had gone broke in a venture. The only time I ever went broke in my life, I started with nothing. So it doesn't take money.
Say that again, because see, this is the thing I think people get upside down over. They think that if they don't start with a bunch of money, who's going to give me a grant? How do I get a loan? Where do you get that? You know, when I started my business, Phil, I wasn't undercapitalized because that presumes you had some capital. You know, I was worse than undercapitalized. I was like you. I had no money. You know, I had two teenagers and two mortgages. You know what I mean? And so you're going to make mistakes. Isn't failure the harness made of success?
Yeah, absolutely. And one great benefit of starting with nothing, you do that first job yourself. When I opened Yum Yum Donuts, I ran that first donut shop for a year. I took out the trash, I made the donuts, and as the company grew, and it's now grown to the point where it is bought out Winchell Donut. Is now owned by Yum Yum.
Wow.
But nobody could fool me as we grew how to run a donut shop, because I didn't have any money to start with, so I did it myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the key. And you know what? I know a lot of people feel like you, who remember those first days. In fact, Robert Bloom, who was just on the show, would tell the same kinds of stories, that as tough as it was in those days, those are days that you look back with happiness and pleasant thoughts, and in a lot of ways, as tough as it was, those were exciting days, weren't they?
Yes, they were. You couldn't say it better.
Yeah, and you think about those days. So here's my point, ladies and gentlemen. If you're in the struggling stage, if you're at the point where Phil was at those days, where I've been, where Robert Bloom, who's on in the last half hour, was in those very early days, and you don't know how you're going to make it. When you make it, one day you'll look back and you'll sort of miss those days a little bit, a lot parts of that, won't you, Phil?
Yeah, it's the best background education in starting a business.
No question.
Starting without any money, starting with one sale, and building from there.
That's right. I'll tell you, you don't nod off in the middle of the day in those days, do you, Phil?
That's right.
Hey, Phil, thanks for being here. Phil Holland, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, folks, it's free, myownbusiness.org. You got to go there. Check it out. Even if you've been in business for a while, he will help you. Thanks, Phil. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.